All right, we're now in segment 5 of program 10, wrapping up this program today. And we've been talking about having views forced upon us by the media, and the fact that I noticed something at WJXT, Channel 4 down in Jacksonville, that just didn't seem right. And when I began to look into it, discovered that there was had been a new vice president and station manager there, general manager, who was in charge of things, been there for a while. I'd noticed an awful lot of changes. I've noticed a lot of, well, people that you wouldn't normally see on TV, rather overweight folks and folks of, well, just different quality than what I've seen on-air talent be. And it just raised my suspicion, so I went and did some research on who owns it, and that's Graham Media Group out of Detroit. Previous group had owned it before, and when they took over several years ago, I think that's when a lot of the changes began. But the gal they put in 2 years ago appears to have, been exposed to a lot of Marxist doctrine, critical race theory nonsense, and her claim to fame academically. She has a certificate of diversity training from Cornell University and a BA degree in English or something from a Midwestern historically black school, I believe it is. May not be, but anyway, it's Midwestern school. And you look at a picture of somebody, you get a feel for who they are by the way they dress and present themselves. And I think a lot of folks understand that you can look at a fella and see that, well, maybe he has some gay leanings just by his speech patterns or the way he looks, not universally true. But I just made some observations that were uncomfortable, so I went straight to the horse's mouth. A nice white woman who runs the whole operation of Graham Media Group. And I wrote Miss Badalamenti, and you heard the letter on air. Ask her why things are the way they are. And I'm going to be very interested in what response we get, and I'm going to read that on air. But we need to understand the magnitude of what's dominating us now. I challenge you to look around and see the number of liberal women in charge of things. We'll just start with the Democrat Party, and that'll show you all you need to know. But look at the mayors of cities around this country, and the bigger cities. Look at the city council members. Look at those who head up academic institutions and other things. And I don't think you're going to find they're conservative women. You'll finally find a good number to be black gals seeped in Marxism from where they are, white liberal women seeped in all sorts of nonsense. And they have essentially taken our country away from what those who make it work have done to this point to make it what it is. I'm going to tell you a final story. We think God doesn't see things. We think that he's just sort of overlooking what's going on. Well, I urge you to turn to Psalms chapter 83. In fact, let me give you three psalms to look at. These, there are 150 psalms. Almost half of them were attributed to David. One is attributed to Solomon, a handful to other people. But 12 are written by Asaph, A-S-A-P-H, Psalms 50 and Psalms 73 through 83, to include the great Messianic Psalm, Psalm 72. But in that collection of 12 psalms are three I want you to look at. Go read Psalms 50, Psalms 73, and Psalms 83. And then pause long enough on Psalms 83 to recognize where God stands with respect to the Jewish people. And then realize that young people in this country are running amok, defaming and decrying Israel. It just reflects the hatred for Father God himself because the knowledge of Father God came from where? The Jewish people, by his design. As the Bible says, he chose a people who are really not a people to be his standard bearers. And they are hated around the world for no reason at all. I repeat, no reason at all. Simply because they represent the one they hate. You'll find that in Psalms 50, 73, and 53. Read it. Now, I hope you'll join me in prayer as I close out segment 5 of program 10 in a way that people don't usually pray. Father, in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you to deliver this nation from the hell that it is in. And Father, I ask you to deliver us from those who are dispensing the hell upon us. Well, start with Fonnie Willis and those like her, all those black female judges. They're trying to destroy the symbol of the white male that has built America into what it is and the Western culture. I pray that you'll remove these people as far as the East is from the West. But I pray, Father, first, mostly, that you will destroy the liberal media and expose their lies. Father, every agency that is putting out lies, destroy them. And I ask that in Jesus' name. Well, I hope that didn't weird you out too much so that you don't come back for program 11 next week. I hope you do. This is Marshall Wood for The Bigger Picture, America's past, present, future, written in black and white, saying so long till next week. God bless you.